Pittsburgh.
My first playing job for South Movies was at a Nickelodeon on Reddick Avenue, Reddick, Pennsylvania. This avenue was crowded with Nickelodeons, and all were packed day and night with theater doors. This is where I met Harry Pell, who was on piano and played at the next Nickelodeon to the one I played in. He was 19 when I met him. And he was very lovely and generous. Always when he would be going to Pittsburgh to buy new music, he would drop in on me and ask what he could bring me in the way of music. He was a real friend, and about 12 years later, he had become a famous composer, having written A Tale of the Lonesome Pine, Was a Girl in the Heart of Maryland, and I'm Always Chasing Rainbows. Another lovely experience I had in Pittsburgh was when I was chosen to play for Vernon and Irene Castle at the Grand Theater, where they were being judged and chosen as A1 dancers, and immediately they started out on the big time. There must have been anyhow 9 or 10 judges that day to decide on the talents of this couple, and they were unanimous in their decision. Also, I played for Annette Torrance. The Esther Williams of that time, around 1910 or 1911. She lectured on health and beauty and gave lessons as to diving and swimming. She had a huge glass pool of water on the stage for this exhibition. This pool was large enough to cover at least half of that big stage. She was wonderful. I played for Chiquita, who was considered then to be the smallest woman in the world. She was less than a yard high, about 34 and a half inches tall, I think. She did a cute little song and dance. She was Spanish or Mexican and was about 25 years old at that time. My first job was Nicholas Woodman on Reddit. Why, that's routine. This company's chain of theaters in Homestead for a year or so, I worked for them, then I went to the family theater on Fifth Avenue in Pittsburgh, where I was employed for about 3.5 years. From then to Longfellow, PA, for more years. Pittsburgh, one of my neighbors, always took in all the shows at the family theater, where I played till 12 midnight. He would always wait and take me home to Greenville Avenue on the streetcar. In 1910, Huey Comet was a big excitement, and around 12:30 and 1 o'clock, it showed up at its best. We always spent an hour or so watching it on pure nights, and now it will soon be with us again. Harry's Thompson. I can't believe it. Harry's Thomas coming again.